November 14th, 2023, public hearing for Local Law 3 of 2023, 6:45 p.m., regular town board meeting, 7 p.m.
Exemption. This is a law that we updated back in 2021, which allows certain individuals 65 age and older, if they meet certain requirements, to be eligible for exemption on their property, additional exemption. And prior to the town updating the law in 2021, it hadn't been updated since 1996 here in the town of Moreau, and it was first put on the books in 1967. So very much appreciate the assessor moving forward and working with us with a recommendation to update this again. I can tell you the county updated it this year as well. So with that, I don't want to cut into the public's opportunity to comment. I'm going to ask the clerk to read the notice of public hearing.
Town of Moreau, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Moreau on November 14th, 2023 at 6:45 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex, located at 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of Local Law No. 3 of 2023. If adopted, Local Law No. 3 of 2023 would amend Chapter 130, Section 130-2B, to adjust the sliding scale for senior citizen real property tax exemptions. Written comments on Local Law No. 3 of 2023 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. A copy of proposed Local Law No. 3 of 2023 can be obtained at the Moreau Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website.
Thank you very much, Madam Clerk. And by resolution of the town board, members of the public will have 5 minutes to comment on the proposed local law. Please state your name and address for the record. And the public hearing is now open. Any member of the public wish to be heard? We'll give a little time in case an individual is late getting here for the public hearing. While we're doing that, have we received any written comment for the record?
We have not.
One more time, if any member of the public wishes to be heard in relation to Local Law 3 of 9th of 2023 in relation to the senior citizen real property tax exemption. If not, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're now closed. Thank you. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Moreau Town Board for November 14th of 2023 and ask the Deputy Clerk to please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Newman. Councilmember Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzmiers.
Here. And if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, everyone. Agenda item 2 is approval of minutes. We have two sets. First one is for September 12, 2023, which is was a regular town board meeting, and we also have September 26, which was a regular town board meeting as well. I believe everyone was present for both of those. So someone would move for the adoption. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 3 is Local Law 3 of 2023 in relation to the Senior Citizen Real Property Tax Exemption. We just concluded a public hearing. Began about 10-15 minutes ago, and there were no public oral comments or written comments submitted. And so we closed the public hearing. And so at this time, I'd like to ask the board if they would like to move forward with adoption of Local Law 3 of 2023. And if the answer is yes, we have to go through a few items to do that.
Yes.
Second. Anybody opposed? No. All right. So the first item we have is, I think we have to declare, we have to complete the short environmental assessment form, part 2, regarding impact assessment, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And, Council, would you like to run down the list?
I can do that. All of you have in front of you the part 2 and part 3 of the short EAF. I have taken the liberty of identifying no or small impact may occur with respect to 1 through 11 on part 2. I'm happy to go through them all with you if you'd like me to, or if you agree with how it is all identified, you can move forward to part 3. That's the board.
I think the board members have had an opportunity to review it, so without objection, I think we're going to go through the as it is annotated on the draft.
Do you want me to read each one?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulations? I would ask the board if that is a no or small impact or a moderate to large impact.
No or small impact.
Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land?
No or small impact.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No or small impact.
Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that caused the establishment of a critical environmental area?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies?
No.
Will the proposed action impact existing public or private wastewater treatment utilities?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historical, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
Is it this board's determination that the action will not have a significant environmental impact?
Yes.
Is it this board's determination that the action
Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau. Subject, adoption of Local Law 3 of 2023, amending Chapter 130, Section 130-2B of the Code of the Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau Board is considering the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2023, which, if adopted as proposed, would amend Chapter 130, Section 132B of the Code of the Town of Moreau, and whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2023 is in the best interest of the town, and it is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners, especially the senior citizens of the town, and whereas the Board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2023 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the Board, and whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10(1)(i) of the Municipal Home Rule Law, and whereas, pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2023 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted, and was duly conducted on November 14, 2023, at the Town Municipal Complex, and whereas the Board has considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the Board, serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SEQRA, reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts, and whereas, after thorough review and deliberation, the Board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 3 of 2023, and whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself, now therefore be it resolved that the Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 3 of 2023, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the Board adopts and authorizes the filing of a negative declaration, and be it further resolved that the Board hereby authorizes the town clerk and the attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to local law documents as they deem necessary, and thereafter are directed to execute and file the said documents as required by law, and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And if somebody would like to move that for discussion.
Seconded.
And under discussion, any discussion? If not, entertain. Next, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Agenda item 4 is adoption of the 2024 budget. We previously held a public hearing. That public hearing has been closed. Since the public hearing, the town board has been made aware by the assessor of a significant achievement, having received an IAO designation, which no assessor for the town role has ever had that. I know they've tried over the years and weren't successful in getting it. And in the county of Saratoga, how many? Two have it?
Four total
have it. So it's a huge accomplishment. And the assessor has asked that she receive recognition and compensation for that. Town board members have received correspondence from the assessor and didn't know that's something you'd like to do before we move forward with the adoption of the budget.
It's for me, I don't know if the other board members speak for themselves. I know it's a major accomplishment and I appreciate the
be put forth to get that. The town should be happy and proud that you as an assessor, you've done a fantastic job on these things. So I personally do. I know you had some numbers in mind that you had requested. I'll share with the board a resolution that I've been looking to put out there if this would be a resolution.
It would be.
And although I highly respect the number you were looking for, the number I had in mind is not quite that much, but I still think it's a significant increase, plus your COLA in the annual budget. So I'd be looking for the board to consider raising the assessor's salary by an additional $7,500 plus the COLA that she's already got allocated in the budget.
So just to be clear, I'm sorry, is there a second down there?
Second. To bring the discussion.
So just to be clear, that would be an increase of $7,500 with the new salary having the COLA on top of that.
Correct.
Okay.
So I keep it short, but I'll echo those statements. Thank you for all you've done pushing forward to the town and your personal achievements. I know in 2025, I didn't say the wrong word, but there's a reassignment.
Reappointment
that could go across the county with the assessors. I think you've done a fantastic job. It's well deserved. I think with the current budget going forward and with the percent that's put out there, the $7,500 is very fair. And obviously, we'd love to give you more. Let's keep it across the board in future discussions. So that would be my
congratulations on that achievement, and I too am in favor of the raise. I think we have to compensate for the board for a great job, which you do, and to retain the board to compensate them properly. So I'm certainly in favor of it.
Any other discussion or comments?
On just this item or the entire
list? Just this item. So this would be to amend the preliminary 2024 budget based on the resolution. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-1. Did you have something else on
the board? Yeah, I would just like to make a motion to up our planning board members' stipends or pay. I don't think most of the public knows, and I might have the numbers wrong here, but I believe it's $40 per member per meeting and $60 for the chair. The stuff that's going in front of our planning board and the amount of work that's going in front of our planning board, I don't think that's fair. The secretary there that's taking notes gets paid more than the people that are looking into all that stuff at home. In their time. It's not just getting paid here at your meeting, it's the amount of work you put in behind. And I don't even think this motion is going to address where it should be, but at least it's a step in the right direction. So I'd make a motion that all planning board members get paid $100 per meeting and the chair gets paid $120 per meeting.
Under discussion, would you entertain amending that motion to include zoning board members?
I apologize, and I would amend that to meet our zoning board members as well. They put in just the same amount of work.
So we'll withdraw the first motion.
We'll draw my first motion. Second motion will be the planning board and zoning board members be paid $100 per meeting, and the chairs of the planning and the zoning board be paid $120 per meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else under the budget? If not, I'll entertain a motion that reads as follows. Whereas the town board held a public hearing for the 2024 preliminary budget on November 8th, 2023, so be it resolved that the town board adopt the 2024 budget as amended. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I would like to thank all of our department chairs, our organizations have come in and met with us. I'll speak directly right now to the fire department. You have brought a lot of eye-opening information that wasn't able to be addressed directly right now, spending outside of different funds to address some of this. I think it's a fair budget that was put forward by the board and the supervisors for what we have right now. You have done your work, and we need to do more on our end to get you the money that's going to need to support your guys, your agency here in the coming years. I'm at least going to be sitting here for the next 2 years, and I can tell you that I'm going to work with you through next year. Let's meet earlier than September to get this done. Or excuse me, October to get this done and get the answers that we need well in advance to prepare a budget.
Any other discussion? If not, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then item five is Highway Department. And we have a request from the Highway Superintendent to increase the pay rate for wing person and flaggers from $18 per hour to $19 per hour. And the reason for the request at this time is that the increase in the hourly pay will make us more competitive with neighboring municipalities. And while we didn't budget for it for 2023, we do have the funds available, should they be needed. And we do have an increase, I think, in next year's budget for that. If not, the rate will be set at the organizational meeting. And I presume it'll be the same model, presumably. Yeah,
there is money there in the budget. I based it off of 2022 for the whole year, and it would amount to what we paid out in 2022, it would be $500 for the difference.
So the Highway Superintendent is looking for a resolution to make that change. When would we want that effective? December 1st?
Yes, please.
I make a motion to increase the pay rate for wingmen and flaggers from $18 an hour to $19 an hour effective Friday, December 1st, 2023.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
The next item we have, also on the highway, because we have moved on to a new fuel provider utilizing a completely different system, which is Wex Fleet Universal. Their bills come due similar to our utility bills earlier than the audit, and so the Highway Superintendent is looking for a resolution authorizing the payment of Wex Fleet Universal bills to be pre-audit. Is that accurate?
Is that not?
And we do that with utilities. We do that with utilities already.
We do that with utilities already. Yeah. So it's, because of the due dates, it's hard to get it there on time and not incur late fees. So any type of fuel payment that we have to make ahead of it.
So,
any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then item six is transfer station. We have a request from Chris, who also oversees those operations, that operation, to spend up to $900 to fill the front of one of the recycling bins at the transfer station.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And also under transfer station, the Highway Superintendent has agreed to continue to oversee operation of transfer station on a part-time basis. We have budgeted a stipend of $12,000 a year for that purpose for a part-time manager. He's willing to continue on if the board is so inclined to have him in that capacity. I don't know if the board, what the feeling is. My recommendation would be to make that effective December 1st as well.
Need a motion.
He would need a motion.
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to encourage future board members to continue to look for a full-time person down there. And that's worked out extremely well. And appreciate you stepping up. But we've got a lot of work, a lot of work to do at the transfer station. So love seeing you do the job you've been doing. I appreciate it. And I think you should be fairly compensated, but we certainly want to continue looking as we have to fill that spot.
I know I kind of prefer the rate that you're currently earning there.
Yeah.
But thank you for taking that on, that no charge to the tax for the rate increase. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I agree with Al. Thanks, Chris, for taking that on. You've got enough on this plate to keep you busy, that's for sure. And to Alan's point, I would certainly like to have the board continue to look at maybe even a part-time supervisor, some kind of manager over there, trying to keep things in order. So. But for now, thank you so much.
Supervisor, could I just ask that you change the date to align with the payroll?
I thought December 1 was the payroll.
No, it's a Friday. So if it could either be Monday before the 27th or the December 4th would be, because it's just one day. Sunday the 3rd.
Obviously, the start date and make it effective December 4th. Is it Monday at the beginning of the payment?
Yeah, it can be Sunday or Monday, either.
December 3rd.
Yeah.
Second. And for discussion, it'll just be echoing everything the other board members have said. Thank you, Chris. And we should do our due diligence to get some off your plate. I know you're called all hours of the night, so thank you.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 7 is waste hauling services. It's that time of year where we have to put out for bid the services that maintain our transfer station. And we have documents which have been reviewed by council. And what we're looking for this evening is to set a bid opening date of December 8th at 1 p.m. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 8 is Water and Sewer Department. The first item we have from the water superintendent is the request to purchase a new 6-inch meter for the Sisson Reserve development. The superintendent indicates the meter is broken at Sisson Reserve and cannot be repaired, and the entire meter must be replaced and is currently out of warranty. And we have one price because it's a sole source provider, and that is Ferguson Waterworks out of East Syracuse for a price of $5,224.25. This will be paid from account CW8310.4, which has a balance of $577,634.62.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item, also from the water superintendent, is a request for new chlorine pumps for Sisson and Nolan to include spare pump and parts. We have three quotes, and the reason for the purchase. This was something that we had budgeted for in the 2023 budget. The items needed to be upgraded, and after consultation with the Department of Health, they indicate that by regulation there needs to be a spare pump available in addition to the new pump. So we're actually buying two. So we had budgeted for one, which was budgeted at $9,200 in the 2023 budget. And the three the different quotes that we have, the first one is MJR Construction Services out of Cambridge, New York, for a price of $19,545.58. The second vendor is Camden Valley Mechanical at $21,900 from Shushan, New York. And the third vendor is Rainbow Sprinkler for $23,460. And the water superintendent is recommending that we go with MJR Construction Services quotes. And this is higher, as I indicated, than what we had budgeted for, particularly because of the extra pump that needs to be purchased. So it's going to require account transfer before we move forward. So I just want to make sure the board is ready to do that. So the first resolution would be to authorize the transfer of $10,345.58 from account CW83-10.4 to CW81-10.2. That coupled with the budget amount for 2023 of $9,200 will cover the cost of the purchase. So somebody like to move that transfer.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So now on the issue of the water superintendent's request to purchase new chlorine pumps for the Max system and Nolan to include spare pump and parts at $19,545.58.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consolidation, and my recommendation would be to set the public hearing before our next our December board meeting on the 12th at 6:30. That would be 30 minutes prior to our regular first board meeting in December.
The 12th, is that?
Yes. And we have a resolution to that effect from our special counsel.
Do we want to set a time up so we're looking a little
6:30.
Yeah.
All
right. So moved.
And do you have, Deputy Clerk, do you have a copy of the resolution?
Consolidating one Town of Monroe Sewer District and six Sewer District extensions to wit. Sewer District Number 1, Monroe Industrial Park. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 1, Leonelli Apartment Complex. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 2, Bluebird Village Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, Harrison Place Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 4, Harrison Quarry, Bluebird Trace Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5, and 4 contract users into one consolidated sewer district, subject to the completion of proceedings pursuant to Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York, and further approving and authorizing the execution of a joint consolidation agreement. Whereas there exists within the town of Moreau 1 sewer district, 6 sewer district extensions, and 4 contract users, to wit, Sewer District Number 1, Moreau Industrial Park, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 1, Leonelli Apartment Complex, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 2, Bluebird Village Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, Harrison Place Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 4, Harrison Quarry, Bluebird Trace Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5, and 4 contract users. And whereas the aforesaid sewer district, 6 sewer district extensions, and 4 contract users have been created for a similar purpose, and whereas the town board is desirous of conducting a public hearing pursuant to the provisions of Article 17A of the General Municipal Law for the purpose of hearing all persons upon the question of consolidating Town of Moreau Sewer District Number 1, the 6 sewer district extensions, and 4 contract users, to wit, Sewer District Number 1, Moreau Industrial Park, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 1, Leonelli Apartment Complex, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 2, Bluebird Village Apartments, Sewer District 1, Extension Number 3, The Nest, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, Harrison Place Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 4, Harrison Quarry, Bluebird Trace Apartments, Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5, and 4 contract users into one consolidated sewer district, subject to the completion of proceedings pursuant to Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York, and further approving and authorizing the execution of a joint consolidation agreement by the supervisor of the Town of Moreau. And whereas a map, plan, and report prepared by LaBerge Group, competent engineers, describing the proposed consolidation has been filed in the town clerk's office. And whereas, in the event of consolidation, all expenses for any existing and future debt repayment and capital charges for the aforesaid 1 sewer district, 6 sewer district extensions, and 4 contract users for the first year of consolidation shall be determined as follows. 90% of the annual debt service will be collected on the assessed value of all real property within the consolidated sewer district at the rate of $4.28 per $1,000 of assessed value, while the remaining 10% shall be based upon each parcel's acreage within the consolidated sewer district at the rate of $61.89 per acre for the first year of consolidation, distributed annually among all parcels or any additional parcels within the consolidated sewer district. And whereas, in the event of consolidation, expenses for operation and maintenance for the aforesaid 1 sewer district, 6 sewer district extensions, and 4 contract users for the first year of consolidation shall be divided into district costs and excess treatment costs only to users with an active connection to the sanitary sewer and based upon the usage and number of equivalent dwelling units, EDU, of each property for users that do not exceed an average usage of 100 gallons per day allowance during a given billing period. The operation and maintenance costs shall be collected by an EDU charge, and for those users exceeding the 100 gallon per day allowance included within the EDU charge, at an additional treatment shall apply. The total 2024 EDU rate is as follows. Non-treatment portion, $46.42 per EDU, and treatment portion, $149.29 per EDU. Now, therefore, it is ordered that the Town of Moreau, or Town Board of the Town of Moreau, shall meet and hold a public hearing at the Moreau Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, at 6:30 p.m. on the 12th day of December, 2023, to consider the consolidation of the 1 Town of Moreau Sewer District, the 6 Sewer District Extensions, and 4 contract users, to wit, Sewer District Number 1, Moreau Industrial Park. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 1, Leonelli Apartment Complex. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 2, Bloomberg Village Apartments. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, The Nest. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 3, Harrison Place Apartments. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 4, Harrison Quarry, Bluebird Trace Apartments. Sewer District Number 1, Extension Number 5, and 4 contract users into a single consolidated sewer district known as the Town of Moreau Consolidated Sewer District Number 1. To consider the execution and approval of a joint consolidation agreement, and to hear all persons interested in the subject thereof concerning the same, and to take such action thereon as shall be required or authorized by law. And it is further ordered, the joint consolidation agreement proposes to consolidate the 1 Town of Moreau Sewer District, the 6 sewer district extensions, and 4 contract users pursuant to the provisions of Article 17A of the General Municipal Law, and that as of January 1st, 2024, it is proposed to consolidate the 1 aforesaid sewer district, 6 sewer district extensions, and 4 contract users located within the Town of Moreau, pursuant to Article 17A of the General Municipal Law of the State of New York, into a single consolidated sewer district. And it is further ordered, the proposed joint consolidation agreement is on file in the Town of Moreau Town Clerk's Office at 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York. A copy of the proposed joint consolidation agreement and a summary thereof are displayed upon and available for public inspection on the Town of Moreau Clerk's Bulletin Board, at the Town Clerk's Office at the Town of Moreau Town Hall, 351 Reynolds Road, Moreau, New York, and on the Town of Moreau's website. And it is further ordered that a copy of the summary of the joint consolidation agreement is attached to this resolution as Exhibit A, and that a description of the geographic boundaries of the proposed consolidated sewer district is attached to this resolution as Exhibit B.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Well, we don't have to. You're certainly welcome to read Exhibits A and B. Okay, so this is to establish the, essentially establish the public hearing and consolidation. So I'll entertain a motion to set the public hearing for 6:30 on December 12th here at Town Hall.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. And then the last item I have under sewer and water, I received word today from our engineer that we can expect we'll be getting a sewer invoice for services rendered of $493,000. I think in the coming days, and then there will be a second follow-up of higher than that. So my recommendation is to utilize ARPA funds to ensure that we cover those costs. And what that will do is, right now we have borrowed $3.5 million at 5% interest by adding the essentially just over $1 million to the amount that we're borrowing, that will reduce it by $1 million to $2.5 million, and over the life of the loan, that will save the ratepayer $65,000 annually. So my recommendation is to move forward with that resolution. Do you have a copy of the resolution?
I do.
If that's what you would, if you would read in the reference.
Absolutely. Town Board Resolution, Town of Moreau. Whereas the American Rescue Plan Act was signed into law and included $774 million from the Federal Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund for certain cities, towns, and villages in New York State. And whereas the Town of Moreau received $606,408.44 from the Office of the New York State Comptroller in the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2021. And $606,408.42 in the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2022, with a current remaining balance of $1,048,104.10. And whereas, in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, the Town of Moreau has recorded funds received through the American Rescue Plan Act as a liability until eligible expenditures are recognized. And whereas the Town of Monroe has contracted for the construction of the County Force Main Connection, which will install sanitary sewer infrastructure to promote the town's economic development and groundwater protection goals. And whereas the Town of Monroe's construction cost of the County Force Main Connection, Contract 2, will be approximately $3.5 million after grant awards are considered. And whereas by obligating American Rescue Plan Act funds to County Force Main Connection Contract 2 costs, financing costs can be avoided, which will reduce user costs, and therefore be it resolved that the Town of Monroe hereby obligates the remaining American Rescue Plan Act balance of $1,048,104.10 to County Force Main Connection Contract 2 construction costs, and be it further resolved that the Town of Monroe recognize $1,048,104.10 of the monies received through the American Rescue Plan Act as revenues in the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2023.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Somebody like to move that for discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think $64,000 a year is significant. I think it's a wise allocation of that money. I'd love to see us use the ARPA funds in some other places, but as we all know, we're limited. And we're left with the remaining choices of where to put it. This seems, in my opinion, to be the best use of it.
I will echo that. I don't think learning from the supervisor's office and Jeffrey Cruz, there's only about two areas where we can use this money. And correct me if I'm wrong, it's in paving and in infrastructure. Obviously, we're going with County Connection, and we have our paving budgeted. So to bring this County Connection cost down to those district users while we go into this public hearing on the 12th, I think it's responsible on our end to spend the money on that. That was my real change for it when I found out that those were the only two areas that we could actually use it. What was told to me is it's only two areas that we could actually use it, and I think it's responsible to bring this cost down as much as we can.
I don't know, my understanding is that those ARPA funds could be used for more than just infrastructure. That was my understanding. And, you know, I saw the city of Glens Falls spend a lot of their ARPA money upgrading recreational opportunities. Basketball courts and pickleball courts, all kinds of things. They need to do nonprofits in the community. And I have a problem with ours going out to show up a ill-conceived and failed sewer project. It's fine enough.
Well, actually, to flesh out, Council Member Stewart indicated they cannot be used for recreational purposes, although I wish they could have been, because we could have done some great things with it here in Town Monroe. And it can be used for sewer and water infrastructure. It can be used for certain paving projects that are of DOT standards. And the third item it could be used for is for a biosecurity program. And in view of the sport's commitment to ensuring that we would do everything in our power to make the sewer infrastructure affordable to our ratepayers, this goes right along, and the entire community will benefit from this as growth occurs in our commercial corridors, already happening. All you have to do is drive up and down Route 9, this will be, having affordable rates will be an impetus to bring even more business into our community, which will increase our tax base on the commercial end, which will help all of us on the residential end. So I'm very excited to have the support of the board to move forward.
So just to echo Councilman Donahue, I agree with you on the rec and those items. I'll strike my statement saying that those are the three. That's what's being reported to me by our officers, our members of the supervisor's office, and I have no reason to doubt that. But even with that being said, we have funds available to help with rec, and we have funds available to help with the highway department that I look forward to working with the future board to spend to have this chance now to bring this cost down for our current problem, no matter how we got here. Contractual with Glens Falls, the fact that we're spending this money to go down, we're here, and we need to bring that cost down to the best way that we can. And right now, I think with these ARPA monies that was sent to us by the federal government and the state, I think it's the way to spend it.
Any other discussion?
So thank you, Mark, for those comments. And the way you just explained it, that we are where we are, and we have to move forward and try to save some money for our users and not sewer district. Kind of the change to this.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 9 is Recreation Department. First item that I have is it requires board resolution to change the hours at our park. And the rec director is looking for authorization to change the park hours to close at 4 p.m.
I'd make a motion that the park can be closed at 4 p.m. and at the discretion of the rec director for the remaining of the winter hours. And that would be for ice skating, sledding, et cetera, for weather provided, lights, and staffing.
I got to check with the council. Because we have a local law that says it's town board, from the resolution supersede the local law. So we can't say at discretion of the...
Well, then I have a question for council, because for the year that I was on the board, the rec director openly changed the hours of the ice rink, the sledding hill, et cetera, for the weather conditions on the town, and I believe that came before us.
Weather conditions are different. Let me pull up the law, because it was changed recently.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourself.
Yes, so it's a section 102, 1, quoted the town of Moreau to permit town board to set park hours by resolution. Being enacted that section 102-1 of the code of town of Moreau is amended as follows. Section 102-1 shall be repealed in its entirety, and that section set the town by local law, set the hours at.
It says town park hours shall be set from time to time by resolution of the town board.
Right. And so the, so with that, kind of, we can't, by resolution, we can't amend the local law. I guess that's what I'm trying to explain.
So every time we want to leave the park open until 8 o'clock for ice skating, we have to have a meeting? We've never done that.
The way the law is written, it's a resolution of the town board. Perhaps you can make your resolution state specific days you want it to be open to 8 o'clock.
I guess we'll move it for 4 now since it's not ice skating season. And we're with council to kind of something that we can do. We're not, we can't, every town board that sets up park hours can't have the town board be the one that today we're going to open this because we're going to sled and today we're going to. I'm confused because I've lived in the town for a while and I've never seen this.
Because this was just changed in 2021. The local law, the law used to have specific hours for specific times.
I do recall
it all. It's crazy.
Which is probably why it worked that way in the past. You know, this law's been in effect for 2 years. I'm happy to work with you.
Yeah.
Happy to in the next
month
to figure this out.
Can we rescind my first motion?
So can I ask a question? Can we word it where we have open the gate Friday and Saturday, but we close early weather permitting, which is the opposite way, where if there's no weather to have an ice rink or sleigh riding, we close it for. So every Friday and Saturday we stay open until 8, and I may be on vacation, but weather permitting is the opposite way. It's not available to even use. We close instead of weather permitting so much snow. If there's no snow or ice rink available, I close it for.
The hours are set by the town board. So if you guys can figure out a way to set the hours to work to your advantage, to what you want to do, then they can do that. They just can't delegate the responsibility to you on the complete laws right now.
Gotcha.
I make a motion to set the winter park hours at 4 p.m.
purchase some software, recreation management software, from myrec.com. It's proprietary, so there's only one quote on it, at a cost of $3,295. The reason that he's bringing it to us now is that I think it takes 8 weeks to build the system for you. And what account is that going to have?
Well, that's why we didn't put it down, because it wouldn't. We would just sign the contract now to be billed as January turns over.
So you want this to be part of the 2024 expenditure?
That was the tricky part.
Can that's we do that as?
You have to have the money to sign the contract.
So we have to sign a contract this year?
Right, but they're fully aware that nothing's going to come.
Yeah, but we're
can we do a letter of intent? Will they work with us with doing a letter of intent?
I can verify
that. The budget issue?
I can 100% verify that.
Yeah.
Well, the other option is you'll be able to find how to pay for it this year when we sign a contract.
We might have the money.
And we'll open a PO on it,
yep.
So it can get carried into next year.
Is that true?
It's fine. Do that.
That work for you? So I entertain a motion to utilize myrec.com at Clinton, Vermont as the vendor for recreation management software in an amount of $3,295. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This was one of the major initiatives we asked Jeremy to take on when he came on board. It's been an initiative for directly before, so I just want to thank him for moving forward.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The last item I have, we need to set a bid opening date for the pole barn. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So,
Jeremy, you have all those documents, right?
I do have
all
of
them. You're good with all those?
What's that?
You're good with them all?
Yes, they look great. Yep.
Okay.
So my recommendation, we already had a bid opening date on December 8th. I would also do it as the same day, December 8th, 2023, but make it at 3 p.m. The board is saying.
I'm
going
to date?
December 8th. We don't have to be here for it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
second.
Any discussion? Matt, all in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The next item under rec. So this is in relation to our trails, if you recall. We had to do matching contributions in order to secure the grant for the trail along Hudson River up on Nolan Road. We have to, we have invoices coming in. We have to expend the money in order to get the grant money back. So, to do that, we're going to use the dedicated rec funds, and I think it's the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund. So we have to do it by resolution, which allows for permissive referendum. These bills will be coming in within the next 30 days, so we need to move forward on that. Again, this would be reimbursable from the grant. We have to pay it to get it back. So I have a Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund Expenditure Resolution. I believe the clerk does as well.
See.
If not, I have my copy. I have two copies.
Resolution resolution, Town Board, Town of Monroe, subject townwide recreational capital reserve fund expenditure. Whereas, by resolution dated December 13th, 2011, the Town Board of the Town of Monroe duly established a capital reserve fund designated as a townwide recreational capital reserve fund for the purpose of funding the acquisition and development of lands within the Town of Monroe for recreational use, including capital improvements on lands presently owned, in fee or otherwise, leased or hereinafter acquired, in fee or otherwise or leased by the town. And whereas the townwide recreational capital reserve fund has a present balance of approximately $312,090.77, and whereas the town board of the town of Monroe is dedicated to providing a diverse number of recreational activities for the local community, and whereas the town board of the town of Monroe accepted the bid from Wolf Excavation LLC, which met the bid specification and represented the lowest responsible bidder, for the Monroe Big Bend Trail project at the town board meeting held on August 8, 2023, for a total price of $464,595. And whereas the town of Monroe has secured a grant for the construction of the Monroe Big Bend Trail project from the New York State Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation Division in the amount of $250,000 to be reimbursed once eligible expenses are disbursed by the town. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the expenditure of funds not to exceed $250,000 from the townwide recreational capital reserve fund, a capital reserve fund for partial payment to Wolf Construction LLC for the Monroe Big Bend Trail. This resolution is subject to permissive referendum.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have one other item for rec. Request from the rec director to purchase an AED. We have three quotes. First one is from Cardiac Life for a price of $1,541.89 with delivery. Includes AED plus the cabinet and child pads. It's the Defibrotec Lifeline Auto. It's from Cardiac Life out of Rochester. The second one is AED Brands out of Kennesaw, Georgia, 1480 for the AED, $165 for the case, and $117.98 for the pads for a total of $1,762.98, and the third vendor is HeartSmart.com for a price of $1,480 for the AED, $139 for the case, and $117.98 for the pads for a price of $1,736.98. The recommendation from the rec director is for the purchase from Cardiac Life. They've been used in the past for replacement parts, and they are the most effective, cost-effective option. This is being paid from account A7140.2, which has a current balance of $23,164.36. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Anything else? Agenda item 10 is the building department, and we have a request from the building inspector to attend a conference. This is the NACEOA Educational Conference, which is going to be held in Lake Placid from Monday, March 14, 2024, through Thursday, March 7, 2024. The conference is sponsored by Northern Adirondack Code Enforcement Officials Association, and he indicates that by attending the courses offered at this conference, he will be able to fulfill is New York State Department of State requirements of 24 annual service credit hours that are mandated by New York State to maintain the certification for building inspector / code enforcement officer. And the total amount
for the fee of the conference, the annual dues, three nights at the Hotel Cambria, comes to $1,013, and my recommendation would be to establish a rate of not exceed of $1,050 in case the numbers are off.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? If not, all favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 11 is dog control. We have an individual that stopped in and I interviewed James Cordner, who lives in town, 50 Mountain Road, Gansville, New York. And he expressed interest in the position. He has the following experience. He says he's a hardworking professional with 20 plus years in law enforcement with proven problem solving. He currently works for South Glens Falls Police Department as a patrolman, where he began July 2022, currently there. Prior to that, he worked for New York City Police Department, leaving there, actually worked from 2012 through 2022, where he left there as a sergeant. And he has additional experience listed. I think he's the right individual at this time to do dog control for not only the town of Monroe, but the village of South Glens Falls. I did ask board members to reach out and contact him with any questions or concerns, indicating that I'll be bringing it to the full board for action tonight. My recommendation would be to do a one-year contract, as we typically do with dog control. The contract would run from December 1st, 2023 through December 1st of 2024. And the 2024 budget, we have allocated $1,600 stipend per month. My recommendation would be to start at December 1st of this year.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion?
Do we have any language in the current agreement that would require that they were turned in by a certain
we can put the meeting.
I think there's monthly reports.
They have to do monthly reports.
Yeah.
They won't get paid without it.
Right.
That's I don't know if in the past we can turn that. I don't know if there's a way to require it, but they have to have it.
It's a requirement in there.
He doesn't pay it. He doesn't do monthly reports. Or should.
I think prior to the
Yeah, we want lots and then a show up. All right. We'll be like
this. Any others? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution have to authorize the supervisor
to sign. Yes.
Is that what the resolution says?
Almost thrown over.
Good.
Resolution authorizing the supervisor to sign the contractor agreement with James Cordia.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 12 is supervisor items. Just a couple items. First off, I want to give a shout out to the current town clerk and her deputies who did yeoman's work for getting the school taxes collected and reconciled. The town took in $30,804,571.73 in school taxes, and we will get to keep $16,972.35 in penalties. So thank you for all the work that was done there. And we have the latest report on mortgage tax receipts in the town of Monroe for the period October 1 through October 31st, 2023. We'll receive $28,979, which is up just a hair over last year, where we're at $24,464.
Do not have a need for executive session. Let somebody else go. Which takes us to item 14 of the business. Other business to come before.
Yeah, I got something. The Bills and Sultans also once again ask to contribute some funds for the Memorial Day Ferry. I would love to do it in the 2023 budget, $2,500. Love to move tonight that we do that. We take the $2,500 that we budgeted and give the Bills and Sultans also to fund, help fund the Memorial Day Ferry.
They submit the voucher, do you think?
What's the board over?
Yes. It's shared with the village for parade times.
I'm in favor of budget this year. It's budgeted, I believe, next year as well. So
I think we've had it on budget for multiple years, but yes.
They haven't asked us every year because the mayor and I can explain to you that there was a surplus. So we didn't have stuff to use the surplus off. The well is run dry, so we're trying to ask us now to help out.
So we need a
third motion.
Oh, second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any others?
Yeah, I've been reached out by Chris Grinchell, it's in the back, to speak about the refund for his organization tournament. I know we've had some understanding from Carla that it was a field use agreement that was sent to us. There is a section for weather in there, but it's in between the two paragraphs, and her professional opinion, it only applies to the single game cancellation. We don't currently have a policy to say that we do or don't return the money. I am for doing the right thing. I talked with Jeremy. Jeremy can confirm that in your best calculation, we expended $600 in additional staffing and use of the park that day. So I would make a motion to get to discussion to refund the organization of the canceled tournament the full amount, with the exception of the $600 that the town of Monroe incurred.
Second.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask council a question? I know Councilman Stewart, who I respect, I said we don't have a policy, but it appears we do have a policy, so we do or we don't have a policy?
It's the way I read the form, and I put this in my memo to you all last week. The single games is a 24-hour full refund. And then there's a sentence right after that that says, if there's weather issues, you know, notwithstanding weather issues. Mm-hmm. And there's a next sentence that talks about tournaments, which says you have to give 30 days and it's a 50% refund, it's not a full refund. There's nothing about the weather with respect to tournaments. Reading that using general construction law and English grammar and things of that nature, the rainouts or hazardous conditions exclusion applies to single games only. The other reason that I see it like that is because they're different refund amounts. The single game amount is a full amount. The tournament amount is a full refund. The tournament amount is a 50% amount. There's no language to that effect with respect to they're treated differently. So the way I read it, they're treated differently, and at this point, the field use form signed by anybody using it, the single game folks get the weather, the rainouts or hazardous conditions exclusion. The tournaments, it's not currently on that form. I did indicate that for future, that form could be clarified more specifically. But as I read it now, in my professional opinion, it applies, the rainouts or hazardous conditions applies only to single games.
That's the way I interpret it. And I do have a question. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess, and thank you for covering that again for the best of everybody. when we already have a policy that targets that.
I don't believe you could. I believe it would be unconstitutional here.
Do you recall when we, because this was an issue we dealt with when we were trying to find it for the last meeting, this was a revised policy we put in place to have a refund policy in place. Was that marked in any way when we implemented that?
I don't have it in front of me. I don't recall when that was revised.
Right.
I do have a question while you're reviewing that for the rec director. So you came up with a figure of what the cost was to the town.
Yep.
Does that include our retirement contributions?
No.
Does that include our health insurance contribution?
I have nothing else in the fund.
So again, the form that she's speaking of, it's not broken down in any line. It is one continuous paragraph of three sentences together that's on the middle or bottom of our page. It doesn't specifically lay out single games with this, and then down here it talks about tournaments. So I just want everybody to be very clear that it is a three-sentence paragraph in about the middle of our page together. So the constructive law, I'm not familiar with, so I will have to say that I have no opinion in that. But to say that it was separated and this and that, it's three sentences together. It's a poorly created form, in my opinion, and that's what's got us to this issue. I've tried to go forward and do the right thing. If we legally can't do it, then I apologize, Chris. I have one other last question on that. Then could we credit it?
Yes.
If it's not a gift.
Well, if you're crediting it, it is a gift. It's the same thing. Because the Constitution is not just that you can't gift, it's you can't gift funds or credit.
So even though he's paying for the tournament, he has another tournament date in 2024. So it's not like we're discrediting him for something that he doesn't have.
But
his date, in fact, is moved.
But you're crediting him, no. His tournament was back in 2023. It did not occur. However, because, trust me, boards do not listen to me most of the time. So you will do what
you want.
I respect
everything you say, even if I'm on the opposite page. Make that very clear.
But legally, the tournament didn't occur, but he's going to have another tournament next year. He has to pay the full amount for the other tournament next year.
Then that answer for the last of my discussion is I'm being told that we legally cannot credit you or pay you back.
Why haven't you done it in the past, though?
I can't.
That was board approved.
So I don't want to get into back and forth. We can talk during the public comment period.
So to close out my discussion, it's an issue that's definitely brought to our attention that I will work with the rec director, supervisor's office to get this fixed immediately before our tournament forums or field use go out. Hopefully we can have something here before the end of the year.
Well, I think what's sad about the whole situation is because we had a poorly constructed agreement, obviously, that didn't make these things clear. We're going to take money away from an organization that does a lot for the youth in this community. These players go out to have fundraisers to get the money to get in these tournaments. The families put up their money to get in these tournaments. So what the town are always doing, they're not taking the money away from Chris Stretcher, they're not taking it away from the organization. They're taking away from the youth who went out and fundraise. They're taking it from the parents who put their money up. So are we going to do the legally right thing? I guess we have to, but boy, It is just not, it's not right. It's not the right thing to do. It really isn't. And it saddens me that we as a board can't come up with something. And I don't know, Carl, if there's anything we can do to help these people at all.
I've advised that you can change it for the future. I mean, this happens all the time.
So I'll rescind my motion to be addressed with our focus.
Any other questions? It's not agenda item 15. It is privilege of the floor. Any member of the public who wishes to be heard, please state your name and address for the record, and you shall have 3 minutes to address the board. Did anyone sign up? First of all, let me just check. Did anyone sign up? Actually, we'll start while she's getting there.
jump ahead of somebody.
You can duke it out with whoever.
Okay. Bruce Lane, obviously, 199 Rundlemore Road, Stockton's House Fire is really my interest. And I'm only, I guess, in this kind of period, I'm really concerned about the lack of communication between all of this board, every member of this board, and the fire service. I think we made a very good case about our needs. I heard some comments from some of the board members about how I'm going to consult an expert. Obviously, it never happened because we never heard that, or if we did, we didn't hear about it. So I guess my message is, I hope next year we see communication. Big time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I do not have anybody signed up to speak, so we'll go.
Sorry,
did
not want to sign up. Nicole Vidaglia, 19 Englewood Drive, Southlands Falls. I am in-house counsel for Skimmelhorn Real Estate Holdings. As I'm sure you're all aware by now, we are seeking issuance of a certificate of occupancy for Bluebird Trace, located at 265 Bluebird Road in Southlands Falls. Last week, the inspection was completed at Bluebird Trace. Yesterday, I spoke with Matthew Dreyfner, who indicated that the certificate of occupancy was in Carla's hands and Mike Mooney. That's what he said to me. So I reached out to Carla yesterday. She indicated she wasn't aware of any outstanding issues that were preventing the issuance of the CO. And Mike Mooney, he talked to our engineer, Travis Mitchell. He also indicated that he wasn't aware of any water issues that were preventing the issuance of the CO. Today, Maureen Dennis in her office, she's right here, she's our operations manager. She reached out to Brenda Hutter and asked for any outstanding fees. Brenda indicated there were no outstanding fees for Bluebird Trace. So Mike Mooney told our engineer Travis Mitchell that it's now in the hands of Bill Ryan. I understand that Bill Ryan is special counsel for the sewer consolidation project, but my question to the board today is, what is his involvement with the Bluebird Trace CO? Has he been retained for the issuance of the CO? Why do we need his approval? What's the holdup?
You are correct. William Ryan is special counsel. He's been engaged for consolidation.
Okay.
The sewer district.
Has he been engaged for issuing the CO on Bluebird Trace?
He can't. He can't issue CO on the building.
Okay. So why has Mike Mooney said that it's up to Bill Ryan?
I can't answer.
Okay. So only Matthew Drymore can issue the CO.
Correct.
Okay, and so if inspection has passed, if Carl is not aware of any outstanding issues, if Mike Mooney's in the clear, if it's not in Bill Ryan's hands, what is the holdup?
Yes, I may. May I ask, Mr. Supervisor?
Yes, Counselor.
I did not put that in my email, and I'm still waiting to hear from you. The reason Bill Ryan is involved, as you are well aware, is that your client feels there's a conflict because our firm represents him. So that's why Bill Ryan is involved, because I'm not involved. With respect to outstanding issues, I think that the email I indicated to you was that I would speak with Mr. Dreymiller. I did not speak with Mr. Dreymiller because I did not receive anything from you saying that I could represent the town board with respect to your client. And with respect to Mr. Ryan, he and Mr. Rhodes from the Verge Group have spoken with Mr. Dreymiller. Perhaps it was after you spoke with him, and I would indicate that he would speak with Mr. Dreymiller or perhaps Mr. Rhodes about that. But it's not the town board that has any authority to issue a CO.
Well, I'm aware of that, and we've gone back and forth with Matthew Dreymiller ad nauseum, and he's pointed to you and he's pointed to Bill Ryan. And so our issue with Bill Ryan representing the town doesn't have to do with you. We voiced that with Bill Ryan. He says he's not going to recuse himself. But I still don't understand why he's being retained on the CO issue.
Perhaps this is an issue that could be taken offline, and obviously have an issue that we for the town board.
Because Matthew Dreymiller has indicated that you have something to do with the issue. He's also indicated that he can't approve the CO without your approval, Todd.
He's not indicated that, and if he has,
I have everything in writing, so I can provide that to all of you.
I have no authority to issue a CO. Never have.
So I was just brought up to speed on kind of the other speaker, Councilman Donahue, and it was after hours or right at the end of the day, and I didn't get a chance to speak with Mr. Drymiller. I will reach out to see what the concern is, because everything you just pointed out would make, in fact, believe it, that there should be a CO. But this board has no authority to hold or issue one, and I believe there's just some conflict issues with your client and our town board attorneys, which brings that up. But I don't think that has anything to play with this, my understanding.
I understand
that you're concerned that you're here at the level, but until tomorrow, there's not a lot that I can get you back answers tonight. So I got your information, and I'll make sure that somebody reaches out to you with a reason on what needs to be done or not done.
I appreciate that.
Well, I reached out to Mr. Drymiller. I called him this morning, and he said that as far as his office is concerned, every condition has been met by Mr. Drymiller.
Yep.
So he's ready to issue. He told me, and I don't know who he's referring to, he was going to stand down. I don't know if it's a supervisor, I don't know if it's an attorney, I don't know. But that was the information he gave me. And he said to me that there was issues with sewer and water. So I contacted Mr. Mooney. I sent him an email today. I said, what are the issues? And he said, everything on his end is taken care of. All the conditions have been met. So my question is, why isn't there a CO? If all the conditions have been met, I don't know why there isn't a CO. And I can check with Mr. Drymiller in the morning and find out who called him to stand down for some of the shit. You know, and if the game being played, it should stop.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. I just want to indicate the town board has no authority to issue COs. The town board has no authority to tell a building inspector to issue COs. So I just want to make sure you all are, I understand where you're coming from. I do appreciate that. But just be careful, because you have no authority to direct him to issue a CO. I just want to let
or not.
Well,
or
have,
not, right.
Well, we have the authority to ask him if there's any outstanding issues for somebody that's coming before us,
right,
concerned that they can't get one.
That makes sense.
For any property owner within the town or I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would have said that perhaps there are some issues that came to light when we were putting together a consolidation report. Maybe that has bearing on that, I don't know. Anybody else wish to hear?
Elizabeth Bennett, with Lancaster Road. Just a question with the Recreation Department hours.
I'm sorry, we recognize her.
No, that's okay.
You're fine. You just approved Recreation Department hours. When does that take effect?
I think the motion was December 1st.
Those hours went into effect 5 days ago, per the Town of Monroe Recreation Department Facebook page. Is the board aware of that? That they already changed the hours from 8 to 4? Starting today, our new park hours will be 8 to 4 p.m. 5 days ago. Just wondering how that works.
I'll go ahead and say that I was involved in that. There was a misunderstanding of the law. We need to rescind the law to go back to back date that. We were looking out for the best interest of the town. There's absolutely nothing that's going on in the park after 4 o'clock. It's pitch black. You heard the back and forth of myself.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
I was very confused. If there's anything that didn't go on properly, I apologize. I think if you look back at the Facebook page, all last winter, it was done this way. So I'm just as confused as everybody else, but I'm made aware now that there is a town law that we need to address it. And going forward, we're going to do the right thing, and we've set those new hours for the first.
Okay. I just didn't hear when the hours were set for, so I wasn't sure how that
worked. Yeah, I made a call.
I may have missed
it. I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and check. I'll
okay.
Take it back like December 1st. I'm not exactly sure when it's set up.
Morning, Dennis.
Two one eight eight
seven New York, 22 Music Falls, New York. My concern and question is regarding when will the copies of the board meeting minutes for the October 10th and October 24th board meeting be available, even if it's in draft copy form?
You're asking? I don't know. The town board doesn't do the minutes.
Okay. So, the town clerk is not here, the deputy clerk. Diane, do we have any idea?
I do not. I am not working on those minutes currently.
Can I ask why? Okay.
So Brenda should be in the office tomorrow if you want to give her a call and ask her. I know she has been working on them, but today she had to finalize all of the school tax, so that kind of took away the school treasurer was in her office for a bit, and they were working on that with Merrick. So her focus was on getting that done today for their board meeting.
Okay, and I'm also curious as to why all the motions and the resolutions that were passed in tonight's meeting were not published to the town website, only the like generic bullet points from the agenda were. Because some of them were very material as far as cost goes, and I would think the public should be made aware of them, or that's my understanding of the open government law. But, my question for you, Supervisor Cruzanier, is I sent you a letter on October 24th regarding an appeal for FOIL, and I've yet to receive a response. Do you intend to respond to that appeal?
I responded to that when you appealed the response.
You didn't. I received no response from you regarding my October 24th letter. I've never received a response from you regarding any of my appeal requests. From August 31st, September 12th, October 24th, I've not responded. I've not received any response from you. Do you intend to respond?
I did respond.
You did not respond.
I'm not going to say that, but you have my answer.
I don't have a response from you. Could you send me a copy of your response? Is that possible? Is that a yes or a no?
I responded.
You never responded to me. Okay, second question. As far as the what I believe you're alleging to is the big fine of the $1,045,000. It's the $1,750, which was for construction, that was passed in a resolution on January 10th of 2012, which was appealed and amended. The town law, chapter 115, oh, my time's up, 20, I'm going to talk really quick, said that all fees can be amended by board resolution. The board resolution refunded Rich Skimmelhorn's money for Bluebird Trace, Harrison Quarry, and Harrison Place in its entirety. They refunded the check on March 1st, 2016. I know these fees.
Extra time. Are you just about done?
Yes. I'll await your response tomorrow. Thank you.
Another member of the public wish to be heard.
Dominic Town, Cedar Lane. Believe it or not, I'm here not to gloat about the election, but to provide a history lesson. When I began attending town board meetings about 5 years ago, I applied my career experience in and around local and state governments to make constituent-friendly suggestions to improve town operations. My innocent suggestions included turning Town Hall into a town center by holding events from A to Z, from art shows to petting zoos, as a morale booster for the community. The supervisor's immediate reaction was to say this taxpayer-owned property isn't zoned for such uses. Ditto for several other helpful suggestions that followed at meetings, where the five-member board usually outnumbered the residents. It actually took me mere minutes into my first board meeting to use the same expertise in recognizing this was a dictatorship in the making, and the disease would spread in just a couple more years to Saratoga County government. The rest is history. Moreau voters made history last week by finally uniting and publicly revolting against the government's
to
benefit only the chosen few. The new majority ran on the promise to return this town to a constituent-driven government. I will not be shy in holding their feet to the fire to ensure they meet that guarantee. I truly believe Moreau can serve as a role model for people who also feel abused by their so-called public servants and want to take back their governments. Remember, we're shaking things up at Saratoga County government, too, by putting an end to a 3-year dictatorship there. A new administration has a huge mess to clean up, our good reputation to restore, and a need to overcome many damaging revelations that will test its resolve. I urge the public to remain united, maintain their resolve, and offer their help in returning this community to all residents.
Any other member of the public wish to adjourn? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much, everyone.